So today's tip is maybe not a surprise to those of you that know a little bit about low carb and keto living. It's pasta. All right. I have pasta in my house. My husband still loves traditional pasta. Plus, I've been watching some of those organization shows and I love when they put pasta in glass jars. I think they're so pretty. Pretty to look at, not so pretty to eat. Why is that? Pasta packs a powerful punch and not in a good way. My name is Rebecca. I'm one of the founders here at Keto Sisters, and we've been doing a series on the top 10 things that you need to do to either start or continue your low carb keto lifestyle. I looked up on Carb Manager just 1 cup of spaghetti with meat sauce, and honestly, who eats 1 cup of pasta? 45.9 net carb grams. I mean, it's kind of astounding. And if you go to a restaurant or even if you cook at home, it's usually a heaping plate of pasta. It's not just one little cup. It's like this huge thing. And it's usually served with garlic bread and some other things. So we've actually done a whole video, and I'll try to go back and put the link to it here, kind of breaking down an Italian meal and where are the carbs and like how surprising. It adds up so quickly, guys. It really does. Pasta is just one of those things. I'm not saying you can't ever eat it. Like I said, we keep pasta at home. My husband loves it, but we don't eat it as often as we used to. And I'm going to show you some tips and tricks to kind of mitigate the damage that the pasta might be doing and give you some great alternatives, okay? So, one alternative is spaghetti squash. Something I've done before is use the Instapot. Now, I'm not a huge cook, but when I do cook, I like to keep things simple. And by keeping things simple, if I can just get one thing, one pot dirty, that's amazing. So if you have an Instapot, you can fix a whole pasta meal in the Instapot. So you can get your, if you want to use beef, your ground beef, you can brown it in there. Then I like to add, if you can see this, Rao's is my low carb choice for sauce marinara. It has, I think, I want to say it's 5 net grams per serving. And it's What I love about Rao's is it's a really simple ingredient list. Just listen to this. Italian whole peeled tomatoes, olive oil, onion, salt, garlic, basil, black pepper, and oregano. Like that's it. No added sugars, no high fructose corn syrup, none of those things that you'll find in most spaghetti sauces. So this is one that I really like. That's kind of my go-to. But you can make the sauce and then you can take a spaghetti squash and put it in there and I guess it steams, it cooks it. I don't know what it does. I'm not a big cook. That then you can take it out, you scrape it out, and it's all like one pot and done. It's been a while since I've done that because I also found this product. Okay, so this is spaghetti squash, but if you can see it down in there, it's dehydrated. I like to keep things simple and I don't like to waste things. So I like to keep this in my pantry so that if we decide, hey, we need a quick meal, or my husband's gonna maybe indulge in some traditional pasta. And I don't want to eat that pasta. I'll just fix this. Grain pasta, like I said, is over 40 grams. Spaghetti squash, 6 grams of carbs. So pretty cool. You basically just put this in boiling water and rehydrate it, heat it up. And I like to keep this in my freezer. It's zucchini spirals, okay? 2 grams of carbs per serving, 90% fewer calories than pasta. So this is just 100% zucchini. You can also buy like a spiralizer or a spiraling tool and make your own with zucchini. Again, I like simple, I like easy. I also like to keep things on hand that if I don't have something planned for dinner, I need something quickly, I can just get this out of the freezer and we're good to go. Get some veggies in. It's a great alternative to pasta. I'm gonna get some vitamins and minerals instead of all of the carbs. Another alternative that I know keto nurse Rhonda loves is Palmini brand. It's basically hearts of palm, and I know that they fashioned it into lasagna noodles. I know they have angel hair. I know they have linguine. I recently saw that they actually have a mashed version and a rice version. So if you were watching the episode from last week when we talked about rice and potatoes, that might be an alternative you use. I've never cooked with it. I have had it when she's fixed it for me. So that's another great alternative. Actually, what I do most often, yes, I keep the zucchini noodles in my freezer. Yes, I have dehydrated spaghetti squash. Yes, I have made spaghetti squash in my Instapot. What I really like to do when my husband wants traditional pasta is I skip the pasta part altogether. So what I do is I do my ground beef, I get my low carb sauce, I make that up. He fixes his pasta, he has it over pasta. What I do is I take ricotta cheese, I take the grated Parmesan cheese, I get a little bit of garlic powder. I mix all of that up as if I were like going to make lasagna, except I don't usually put any egg in it. I mix that up, I put it on a plate. It's cold, but then I have my sauce that I've had with my meat, which is warm, and I put that on top of it. So it warms up that cheesy mixture. And then if I have it, shave Parmesan, all right, like the real stuff, the good stuff. I put that on top. It gets all melty and gooey and nice. And it's like lasagna. I don't miss the noodles at all. I just don't. To me, the flavor, the fat, the good stuff, it's all there on the plate, and I don't really miss the pasta at all. But if you're missing the pasta, try the Palmini brand. Use the zucchini spiral noodles. I call them zoodles. You can get the dehydrated spaghetti squash. You can steam a spaghetti squash. I've done that in the microwave before. You can also cook it in the oven, cut it in half, put a little oil on it, and then you just scrape it out. A spaghetti squash, really, when you scrape it out, it makes like spaghetti noodles. So those are great options if you feel like you need a noodle-like substance. But again, for me, I don't usually miss it. So I keep things simple. I use the ricotta, Parmesan, garlic powder mixture. I put my spaghetti meat sauce on top. If I have it, the shaved Parmesan on top, it's amazing. It's delicious. And then I'll be like, hey, I'm not doing the pasta. Maybe I'll have some garlic bread. Garlic bread, not a keto choice, but it's something that I enjoy much more than the actual pasta. So again, good, better, best. Choose your carbs carefully. Choose the ones that mean something to you. I like garlic bread. So I'll enjoy a little bit of garlic bread with my pastaless pasta. And it's amazing. I enjoy it. And I'm not kind of wrecking my whole day by going crazy with, what did I say, 45.9 net carbs in a 1 cup serving of pasta. Something else that you can do, and this goes back to last week, we talked about resistant starches and how you could cook your rice, cook your potatoes, let them cool and reheat them, and it would have a lesser glycemic load. So you're not going to get the sugar response, the insulin response by cooling it and reheating it. Pasta is the same way. So, like pasta salad, which is eaten cooled, isn't as bad for you, doesn't have as many carbs for you as like a heaping hot plate of spaghetti or penne pasta or rigatoni pasta, whatever. But most people I know don't like cold spaghetti, but you can get the same effect by cooking it, letting it cool, and then reheating. You've already changed it. You've increased the resistant starch so that when you eat it, even in a reheated state, you're not going to get as many carbs and you're not going to get that sugar response, the insulin response, which is what we're trying to avoid. So that same tip from last week applies this week. If you want to eat your pasta, cook it in advance, let it cool, and then reheat it. Okay? Or avoid the pastas altogether. Spaghetti squash, either fresh or dehydrated, and then rehydrate it. Keep these in my freezer. You can buy these fresh as well. You don't have to buy them frozen. I've seen them in the produce section already spiraled, or you can spiral them yourself. If you've got a spiralizer, you can do that. For me, I just do that little, I call it my fake lasagna, where I get ricotta cheese, Parmesan cheese, garlic powder, mix it up, put my low carb sauce on top, maybe a little cheese on top. If you want to have more of a baked dish, you can do that same thing and put like maybe mozzarella on top, put it in the oven, kind of broil it on top to get that cheese, get that nice melty, but a little bit of blackened on the cheese. That's amazing as well. It just requires a little more effort. I keep it simple. I'm happy to just heat up my sauce, put it on that ricotta cheese mixture, and I'm good to go. My husband can have his pasta. I encourage him to cook it in advance, let it cool, and reheat it. But hey, you do you. Good, better, best. Always make a better choice if you can. But don't beat yourself up. If you want pasta occasionally, you can have it. Maybe just cook it in advance, let it cool, or try some of these other alternatives. I hope these are helpful tips. I think maybe we've got one or two more episodes to go in our top 10 list. So stay tuned. Bye, guys. We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.